ദവളാപകുണ്ഠനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. We are discussing the thousand names of Devi Tripura Sundari in Lalita Sahasranama as instructed by Hayagriva to Agastya. We'll be discussing the namas from 66 to 70 today. So the first nama is Om സംപൽക്കരി സമാരൂഢ സിന്ധുര വ്രജസേവിതായൈ നമഃ. സോ സമ്പത്കരി, യു ക്യാൻ പ്രൊനൗൺസ് ഇറ്റ് സംപൽക്കരി ആസ് വെൽ. സോ സമ്പത്കരി സമാരൂഢ സിന്ധുര, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് സിന്ധൂരം, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സിന്ധുര. സിന്ധുര വ്രജസേവിത. സോ ദ പ്രീവിയസ് നാമ ദാറ്റ് വി ലേൺഡ് was like Bhandasura Vadodyukta Shakti Sena Samanvita. So Devi has an army of Shaktis, various Shaktis, who will be destroying, whose import is to destroy Bhandasura. Now Devi's army is being described in various ways. As to like what all are there with Devi's army, so that is being described in the next namas. So this nama speaks about like Sampatkari. So Sampatkari, as we know that there are different aspects of Devi, different like powers of Devi that we have even learned in Saundarya Lahari, different aspects of Devi. So that one of the aspect is being spoken about here. So Sampatkari is one of the aspect of Devi. So that's how like Bhaskara Raya defines or explains in his commentary, Saubhagya Bhaskaran commentary. So Sampatkari is a Devi, a particular goddess. So an aspect of Devi, an aspect of Tripura Sundari. So that Devi, Sampatkari Devi, Samarudha. So sam means samyak. Samyak means in the proper way, properly prescribed or scripturally, as prescribed by the scripture, as described by the scripture, as like proclaimed in the Shastras as to how a person should be with an army. Or within an army, like a person, how should a person behave? So that way, samyak, arudham. So arudham means like after having given. So arudham has like two meanings we can take. One is arudham means like seated, which means like, which in a way here would mean like with an army, and seated in an army is not possible. So that means who is heading, that's one of the meaning that we can take. Or like one who has controlled, one who controls, one who rules, or one who is the commander. So commander means like such. Sampatkari is the commander. Samarudham, like she heads or she commands. So if she commands, she has to have people under her. So what are the people under her? Sindhura. So Sindhura means like various elephants, like fierce elephants like which do not even fear lions. So such elephants. And Sindhura Vraja Sevita. So Vrajena means like their group, or the group of elephant we can say. Vrajhena means the group of like Sindhura Vrajhena. Sindhura Vraja Sevita. Sindhura Vraja means like group of elephants. Sevita being accompanied or like being associated with, we can say accompanied is the right word. So Devi has a group of elephants in her army, and the group of elephants are being the commander of those elephants is one of the aspect of Devi, which is Sampat Kari. So the next nama is Om Ashwarudha Dishtitashwa Koti Koti Biravrathaye Namaha. So Ashwarudha Dishtitashwa Koti Koti Biravrata. So Ashwarudha. So Ashwarudha is like another Devi, another aspect of Devi. So Ashwarudha is another aspect of Devi. So Ashwarudha Devi, that Devi who is Ashwarudha, that Devi Ashwarudha, Dishtitashva, Koti Koti Biravrata. So Koti Koti means crores, like crores of Ashwa, Dishtita Ashwa. So Dishtita Ashwa, so Ashwa means horses, Koti Koti means many crores of horses. Biravrata, avrata means like surrounded. So Koti Bihi Avrataha, that is the splitting there. So Ashwarudha Dishtita Ashwa, Dishtitaha Ashwa, Koti Koti Bihi Avrata. So Koti Koti Bihi means like by crores and crores of Ashwa. Ashwa Koti Koti Bihi, crores of Ashwas Avratam, surrounded by. So Dishtita means like a group, we can say a set of a breed or a gang, we can say. So Devi's army is consists of like one is Sampatkari Devi, who heads like elephants, and then the other is Ashwarudha Devi, who heads horses. So this is what happens like in ancient times with respect to wars, or like in a fight there will be like different kind of or different groups in the army. The army will not be one, so the army will have like various elephants, group of elephants, like a group of horses, and then group of men. So even as like we if we are familiar with chess, the game of chess, then we will be able to easily apprehend it. So that is what is mentioned here. One is Sampatkari Devi, and then the second is Ashwarudha Devi. So the next nama is Om Chakraraja Ratharuda Sarvayuda Parishkrita. So Chakraraja Ratharuda Sarvayuda Parishkrita. So Chakraraja means like various like so Chakraraja, the side explains Chakraraja as Devi's chariot name. So so that is what is mentioned here. So Chakra generally means like Chakra means wheel, but here Chakra means chariot. So Chakraraja means like Devi's kingly chariot. So Devi doesn't have one chariot alone. So that's what's mentioned in the next two namas, Gheya Chakra, Kiri Chakra. So Gheya Chakra, Kiri Chakra. So different chakras are there. So all those chakras, all those like kingly chariots, such kingly chariots, and on those Devi is Arudham, Devi is seated. My mistake, like it's Ratha is chariot, Ratha means chariot. So Chakrarajam would mean like a name of the chariot, though Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm sorry, like my mistake. So in the commentary, Bhaskara Raya says that ratham, ratha prabhedam, there are three categories of ratham. So there are three categories of chariots. So one is like Chakra Rajam, second is Kiri Chakram, third is Gaya Chakram. So these three types of chariots are there for Devi, there with Devi. So Chakra Raja, the chariot name Chakra Raja Ratha. So in that ratham, Arudha. Arudha means Devi is seated, or like Devi heads or seated is the meaning of Arudham, but we have to take the context. And how is like Devi, is Devi just seated in like in jeans and like good fitting tops or in a sari? No, Sarva Ayudha, she has all Ayudham. So Devi is in her fierce form. Devi is not going for an alliance, speaking about an alliance. So Devi is going for killing, Devi is going for war. Therefore, Sarva Ayudham, she has all Ayudham. Parishkrita, so Parishkrita means like Alankritam is the meaning here. So Parishkrita means Alankaram. Devi is has Alankaram or decorated with Sarva Ayudham, all Ayudham, and she is seated in Chakra Raja, in the ratham called Chakra Raja. So the next nama is Om Gaye Chakra Ratharuda Mantrini Parisevitayai Namaha. So Gaya Chakra, but Gaya Chakra, when you say it like it becomes kind of Ye. So Gaya Chakra Ratharuda Mantrini Parisevita. So Mantrini. So Mantrini itself means like Mantrini. Mantri we know. Mantrini means like ministress, we can say. I don't know whether there is a word called ministress, but like a women minister. So Devi has a women minister, Mantrini. And that Mantrini, Parisevita. Sevita means like serving or accompanied. And Parisevita means surrounded by, means together, along with, or in the nearby vicinity. So Devi is in Chakra Raja Ratham, whereas Gaya Chakra Ratha Arudha. So in Gaya Chakra Ratham Arudham. So in Gaya Chakra, the Ratham called Gaya Chakra, her Mantrini, her minister is there. And the minister is like, the minister is the Devi, who is called as like Shyamala. That's what even Bhaskara Raya also uses that word. So Shyamala, Devi, that aspect of Devi which is Shyamala, which is called Shyamala, that Devi is like present, or that Devi accompanies our main Devi or Parashakti. Who Parashakti is in Chakra Raja Ratham, whereas her minister, which is Shyamala Devi, is in Gaya Chakra Ratham. So the next nama, the last nama for today is Om Kiri Chakra Ratharuda Dandanata Puraskritayi Namaha. So it is Puraskrita, it is the site, like the site gives us Purashkrita, it is not Purashkrita, it is Puraskrita. So Kiri Chakra Ratha Aruda Dandanata Puraskrita. So Dandanata, I am not very familiar with Lathasasanama of late, so I thought like it is Natha. Bhaskara Raya's commentary there, it is Natha. So Natha Puraskritayi Namaha. There is no Natha, as I said, like my mistake. So Kiri Chakra. So Kiri Chakra means like another, like Kiri Chakra Ratham. So Kiri Chakra Ratham is there. So in the Kiri Chakra Ratha Arudha. So in that Ratham, in the Ratham Arudha. Arudha means seated in the Ratham. Dandanatha. So Dandanatha. So Dandanatha means like here, it means like it's a particular Devi that is mentioned here. So who is called Dandanatha? So Dandanatha is another aspect of Devi. Puraskrita. Puraskrita means like who is like Puraskritam means like who is coming in, like serving itself, we can say. So coming along with, we can say. So Kiri Chakra Ratha Aruda Dandanatha Puraskrita. So Dandanatha Puraskrita. So Dandanatha itself is a name, like is a name given in the site. Bhaskara Raya gives the name as Varahi. So Varahi is the name. So Varahi, Devi is with Shyamala and Varahi. So both of them are there along with Devi. So Dandanatham is also a name like which is used in Tripura Rahasyam, which is in Tripura. Tripura Rahasyam, as well as philosophy speaking about Tripura. Whereas like Bhaskara Raya also gives the name of Varahi. So these are the namas for today. So like all these mean that okay, Devi has different aspects. That is what even Lalita Sahasranama says as Chatushashti Upacharadhyaye Namaha Om Chatushashti Kalamaye Namaha Om Mahachatushashti Koti Yogini Gana Sevitaye Namaha Ganam. So Mahachatushashti Koti Yogini Ganam. So Devi is Ganam, or the followers of Devi, like people around Devi, are Chatushashti Koti. So 64 crores or even more than that, what is mentioned there. So that means like there are a lot of people around with Devi. So there is Sampatkari Devi, like who is like who heads like, or who is ruling over elephants. And then we have Ashwarudha Devi, like who is over Ashwam. And then we have like Devi on Chakrarajam. Then we have like the Mantrini of Devi, who is Shyamala Devi. And then we have like Dandanatha or Varahi Devi. Also here, so if we say Dandanatha, so this is interesting, like Danda, if we take Dandanatha, then we have to interpret probably as like a man there, but like Bhaskara Raya says Varahi Devi. So Varahi Devi, so what does all this mean? So what does like this mean, that okay, Devi has all of this, what does it matter? So what it really means is that Devi is surrounded by various people. So whatever the who all are the people around Devi, they are different aspects of Devi. So this is in a way telling that as Krishna, Krishna said to Arjuna in the Vishwarupa Darshanam that okay, I am Shiva amongst deities, I am Arjuna among the Bharata Varsham, I am Krishna among Vishnis. So all those explanations are ways of telling that I am everything. So when Devi is surrounded by everything that is her own aspects, all the people around Devi are her own aspects. It's a way of telling that everything is but one Devi. So that is what is being told here. That is what is mentioned in the Shastra as well as Sarvam Brahmamayam. Everything is filled with Brahman. So everything that we see is Brahman. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. O dhananjaya, matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti. Nanyat kinchidasti. There is nothing different from me, O Arjuna. There is nothing different from me. Whatever is there is I alone. So that concept of oneness, one being alone there, is what is being explained clearly through these namas, wherein it says that Devi is surrounded by this Devi, that Devi, this aspect of Devi. So the concept of 33 crore, Muppati Mukkodi Devatarga, or like Devatas, 33 crore, or more than that, Devatas, is that all those Devatas are essentially one being. They are just different aspects of the being. Those aspects exist as long as gunas are there, as long as we have a temperament, as long as our mind is active. But the goal to be achieved, or that which is being hinted, that which is being clearly pointed out, Okay, don't ask that. Oh, hinted means can it be clearly pointed out? Hinting and clearly pointing out, aren't they contradicting? Yes, they are contradicting, because hinting is for ajnanis, whereas for sadhakas it is clearly pointed out because they can prove it. So it's one thing itself becomes a hint and it becomes clearly pointed out. It's like those crime investigation movies or serials, like wherein everything will appear like so much mysterious, or like it will be a mystery as long as you know. Once you know the mystery, then it becomes very evident. So there's always a joke in Arthur Conan Doyle's portrayal of Sherlock Holmes. So whenever like Sherlock Holmes used to solve mysteries, like Watson or John Watson used to tell that, oh, like I'm not able to figure out anything at all. But once Sherlock Holmes like finishes up, explains it, then Watson would say, oh, this is pretty evident, it's so simple. So it's like that. So it appears like it's not a hint, it's clearly pointed out, but still it appears as a hint as long as we don't know it. So it's clearly mentioned that everything is one Brahman alone. The Shastras do mention it very clearly, crystal clearly, that everything is Brahman. That is what is being pointed out here. So all these devatas are one alone. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. So Rigveda, in one of the Rigveda Samhita, the shloka comes as Ekam sat, Ekam sat. There is only one truth. That one truth, vipraha. Vipraha means wise people, learned people. Bahudha vadanti. Bahudha means like different. Vadanti speak, so they speak of one truth in different ways. So it's only one truth, one alone is real. So that means everything that is there is one entity, is one Devi, is one Brahman alone, but still it is spoken in different ways. When it is spoken in different ways, it becomes different things. It's like one Parashakti, one Tripurasundari is being explained in 1,000 names. Everything that is being explained is one Devi alone. 700 shlokas of Gita speak about Brahman, but still there are 700 shlokas. The Dashopanishad, whatever have been commented by Shankara and other Acharyas, that speak about one Brahman alone, but still there are 10 Upanishads. So that is the way of life. So, but through these ways of like these beautiful analogies or ways of explaining, the Shastra or the seers are constantly telling us that though it appears to be like that there are many things, neha nana asti kinchana, there is no duality at all here. It may appear that there is duality, but duality is not real. It doesn't exist at all. Don't even have a doubt about it. So for a person who just takes literal meaning, these namas, the five namas that we learned today, would mean that Devi has lot of people around her. So she has lot of people around her. That will be the meaning. But for a Vedantin, it is the truth of Vedanta that everything is one Devi. And it also, like, it's not just telling, oh, what does it matter whether it speaks about one Devi? Like when it says everything is one Brahman, then what does it matter to me? Why should I learn these namas? Why should I chant these namas? So that's why it is like, that's why we also have to take the literal meaning of the namas, but not forgetting the real meaning. So the literal meaning, what does it mean? Means that Devi has so many people around her. So many people in the sense they are not people like us. Like if somebody comes, like if our father comes and hits us, we'll sit stand there silently. If our father says, okay, do not join Chinmaya mission, and cries in the phone, we'll think twice about, should I join, shouldn't I join? Like I have so many responsibilities. I have to take care of my parents, I have to take care of the loans, I have to take care of people. They will come, they will stand in what to say, under the sky they will be standing if I go. So we will think all those things, like we will be thinking a lot about all those things, but these people that are around Devi, they are not like us. They're not like us. They are not people who don't have courage. They are not people who are not brave. They're not people who don't have wisdom, because they are aspects of Devi, and they are like, if it requires that they have to fight, then these Devis are ready to fight. They may think that like, oh, what is this guy telling? Amma herself doesn't say like we should fight. She always like deals things in the proper way. She says like love is required, no fighting and all. We can say all those like sitting in America and like not having met Amma, just by reading few of her books or listening to stories from Amma's devotees, we can say that Amma says love is required. We cannot predict about Amma unless we meet Amma in her ashram, between her disciples, amidst her disciples. That's when we will really see who Amma is. Or if we are brave enough, we should go to Amma and ask, Amma, I need moksha. If we are brave like these devatas, we will go and ask Amma, Amma, I need moksha. Then we will see who real Amma is. Then we will see that Amma doesn't, like, it's not love alone. When the situation needs that Amma should fight, she will fight. She will not stay down. So if we read her like Charitram, we will find that when people used to push her and all, she used to stand up. Swami Vivekananda, when he came to America, people started pushing him, saying, bloody Indian, and they used to push him. He didn't fight back, but he stood tall and said, why are you hitting me? He asked. So that is what these devatas would do. And they will not stop there. So they will even not hesitate killing us, or killing the people who stand in front of them. So if we ask Amma, Amma, I need moksha, then we will get the right response. Then we will know that these devatas or Devi in particular, Tripura Sundari and her aspect, they will not fear to do anything like we do. We fear a lot of things. We will fear this, we will fear that. But Tripura Sundari doesn't fear anything. That is what is meant here. So if we surrender to Devi, then we will also attain that state. That means whenever something goes wrong, whenever something bad happens, we'll be able to protect ourselves. We don't need any other person or any other external help in order to protect ourselves. That is also what is being hinted here. Oh, does that mean like you can walk out now? Like you can go near the lion in the museum, or the dog which is there in the nearby house, and then pat it? Can you do that? I don't need to do that. So that is not how like it works in the world. Like bravery or boldness doesn't mean that like you go to your daughter's house and beat her. That is not bravery. That is not bravery. So bravery is a quality or temperament of the mind. In some cases, we need to display it externally. In some cases, we don't need to display it externally, but internally, we know that we have it and people can feel it. That's what happened with Vivekananda. He didn't hit the other person, but he stood tall and said, why are you hitting me? So that is what is called boldness. Boldness is not just hitting or trying to show in action, nor is it just telling, oh, I am not showing in action, but I am Sakshi, I am doing it inside, in me. Inside the mind, I will do it. Externally, I won't do it. That's also not how it works. Like, things don't work that way in the world. Like, we need to maintain a balance between what is there in our mind and what we display externally. So these devatas will do when it requires them to act accordingly externally, and when it requires for Amma to just sit silent and let Maya, her power of Maya, take care of everything, she will remain silent and internally deal with it. That's how we see it. With respect to normal people, she will deal it in a very polished way, we should say. In a very polished way, she will deal it. But the moment it requires, like when we go and ask Amma, Amma, I need moksha, then the polish will slowly wear off. The cover or the veil will be removed and we will find Amma's true nature. So here these namas mean that like Devi is surrounded by all these people. That means if we worship Devi, if we can get Devi's confidence, if we can win over Devi, then we will have protection around us in the spiritual path. Always we will have. If I win over Devi, then I am a Jeevan Mukta, then I don't need any of these. So winning over doesn't mean realization here. Winning over means at least getting some devotion towards Devi. It may not be 100%. Even if we get little bit devotion, it is enough. A child doesn't need to cry out loud for 10 minutes for its mother to bring food to it. The child needs to just cry lightly. In a very light way, crying is enough. The mother will give it food. So that means like 100% devotion is not required here. At least some, at least 1% if we can get, then we will have protection, is what this Nama said. So at the Vyavaharika level, if we have devotion towards Devi, we will get protection at all times. And at the Paramarthika level, or from a Vedantic viewpoint, these namas speak about one truth and different aspects of the truth. Different aspects are not real. Even as I am a son to my father, I am a brother to my sister, I am a boss in my office, I am a driver to my friends. So all these aspects are illusions in the individual. So it's all mere illusion. It's all mere illusions in the individual. Similarly, these aspects of Ishvara, these aspects of Devi, of Saguna Brahman, is nothing but Nirguna Brahman, because Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vananti. That's also being pointed out in these namas. We'll see in the other namas, the next namas in the next day. Namaskar.